This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the vote count continues in key states, Joe Biden has edged very close to victory, but a defiant U.S. President Donald Trump says that he's being cheated. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president continues trying to sow doubt about the race's outcome. In his first public appearance since election night, he says the ongoing count should stop, accusing Democrats without evidence of manufacturing votes.
This is a case where they're trying to steal an election. They're trying to rig an election, and we can't let that happen.
Biden earlier said there's no doubt he will win once the counting is done, and urged patience.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working.
It could take several more days for the vote count to end and a clear winner to emerge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, a Trump campaign legal effort in Nevada is over. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Trump campaign and Nevada Republicans have given up on a bid to stop the count of mail ballots in Las Vegas. A document has been submitted in an appeal before the Nevada Supreme Court that says the Trump campaign, state GOP, Democrats, and attorneys for the state have reached a settlement. The settlement requires Clark County election officials to supply additional observation access at a ballot processing facility in Las Vegas. Las Vegas and surrounding Clark County are a Democratic stronghold in an otherwise red GOP state. I'm Mike Gracia.
The rain-heavy remnants of Hurricane Eta have flooded homes from Panama to Guatemala as the death toll across Central America rose to at least 57. And aid organizations warned the flooding and mudslides were creating a slow-moving humanitarian disaster across the region. The storm that hit Nicaragua as a mighty Category 4 hurricane on Tuesday had become more of a vast tropical storm by Thursday. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron says that France is reinforcing its border controls after a series of attacks that hit the country in recent weeks. Macron said Thursday the number of police and troops in charge of border controls will double from 2,400 now to 4,800. He said they will focus on fighting illegal immigration and smuggling activities. Macron added that terrorist actions can actually be led by some people who use migratory flows to threaten the national territory, so we must reinforce our controls. With a surge in coronavirus cases straining health systems in many European countries, Greece has announced a nationwide lockdown in the hopes of stemming a rising tide of patients before its hospitals come under unbearable pressure. The Greek Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, said that he acted before infection rates reached the levels seen in many neighboring countries because after years of financial crises that have damaged its health system, it couldn't afford to wait as long to impose restrictions as others had. Britain's own lockdown kicked in Thursday in Italy. The government announced that four regions will be put under red zone lockdown starting Friday. Travelers longing for a getaway are asking where it's safe to stay during the pandemic. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention makes it clear that staying home is the best way to protect yourself against the coronavirus. But if you do plan to travel during the pandemic, the agency says getting a rental home is safer than staying with friends or family or at a hotel. A rental makes it easier to limit contact with people who aren't from your household. Many rental companies are offering enhanced cleaning and a buffer period between guests. They also have more access to fresh air than a typical hotel room. If you do stay at a hotel, you can check to see what safety steps they're taking. Experts suggest avoiding common areas and taking the stairs instead of the elevator if you can. You can ask for a pause on housekeeping services and use disinfectant wipes to clean surfaces that are most touched, like light switches and faucets. According to the CDC, the riskiest option is a hostel or other dorm-like lodging with shared sleeping areas. I'm Jennifer King.
Kosovo President Hashim Thaçi resigned with immediate effect Thursday after learning that a war crimes tribunal in The Hague had confirmed his indictment for war crimes. In June, a special prosecutor's office dealing with Kosovo's 1998 and 99 uprising against Serbian rule indicted Thaçi for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity, including nearly 100 murders. He denies any wrongdoing. An estimated 10,000 people died during the 1998-99 war, the great majority of them ethnic Albanians. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.